So every time the Holy Spirit reveals a truth to us, it's a key to our victory.
First John chapter 2, starting with verse 20. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Amplified Bible says, but you have an anointing. So the unction is the anointing from the Holy One, or the Holy Spirit. You have been set apart, specially gifted and prepared by the Holy Spirit. And all of you know the truth because he teaches you. Now, I like that Amplified, how the Amplified Bible says that. And all of you know the truth because he teaches us. Isn't that great? Illuminate our mind and guard us from error. And verse 27 says, as for you, well, let's look at the 20s. Start with the 25th. This is the promise which he himself promised us. Eternal life. That's Zoe life, right? And in our life, this has been fulfilled. We have the Zoe life of God. Amen. In our spirit. And he says, he goes on to say, these things have I written unto you with reference to those who are trying to deceive you, seducing you, and leading you away from the truth. Now, in John chapter 17, verse 17, the scripture says, your word is truth. So Jesus was praying. He was praying to the Father, and he says, I want you to keep them in the truth. Then he says, your word is truth. And so truth, again, is, in one translation, it says reality. God's truth is reality. So God's word is reality. So anything that contradicts the word of God really isn't the reality of what things are. From the natural dimension. You may feel one way, but that isn't necessarily the way it is. If you feel pain or sickness and disease in your body, or if you get a doctor report about something in the natural, or you get a report, a negative report from a financial advisor. The Bible says God's word is reality. God's word is truth. God has something to say about things. Situation and circumstance, things that appear. God has something to say, and what God say is reality. So here John is saying that, you know, there are going to be some people out there that try to seduce you, try to lead you away from the word of faith, try to lead you away from walk of God in love. Yeah, there's going to be people that's going to try to deceive us. They're going to make jokes about prosperity. They're going to say, you go to that church down there, I hear that he's a prosperity teacher. And then they, you know, try to ridicule him. They try to say, use stuff like that. Use people to say stuff like that, because that's a form of deception, deceit, and misleading people. Hallelujah. But the whole Holy Spirit teaches us and has given us the foundation to live by, that God's word is true. And so when you know God's word, you and I won't be misled. Regardless, like the kingdom that rules your and my life, like the kingdom that rules this planet. Father, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? So he says, now, I'm going to give unto you. And when he said unto you, he's not just making this statement just specifically to Peter. He's talking to all of us, because we're all a part of the church, the body of Christ, right? So these keys belong to us once we know what they are. Okay, here we go. They didn't know who Jesus was. How would they know what the keys were? And the only one that knew who Jesus was the one whom the Spirit of God moved on and by his power gave him revelation knowledge. This was a spiritual encounter. This was involved with spiritual power. So if we can only know spiritual things by the Holy Spirit who reveals them to us, then it is definitely important for us to listen to him and have faith in him revealing truths to us. And he wants it. This is why he is here. He comes to teach us. Remember, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit, he would teach us all things, and he would lead us into all truth, and he would bring all things to your remembrance that Jesus has said. Now, remembrance, if he's going to bring something to our remembrance, there's that principle in operation again.
the principle of releasing revelation, reveal knowledge. So he says, I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of God. But you know, we can't walk in faith if we don't know what the keys are. We won't know what the keys are unless the Holy Spirit revealed to us what they are. You can't figure that out. We've been trying to figure it out ever since Jesus said it. And then they're still hopelessly said it this, some said it that. Just like you were saying Jesus. Some say you're John the Baptist. Some say, I wonder what they're saying about those keys. They're saying the same thing. Some say the keys is whatever. But here's a revelation. Here's a revelation that whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That's one key. He said key. So every time the Holy Spirit reveal a truth to us, it's a key to our victory. It's a key for us to use. Hallelujah. Listen to this. I got this from someone. I put it in my notes. Spiritual laws are set in motion. Now I'm adding this because I just heard it with your word, right? Spiritual laws are set in motion with our word. Now here's a word, Matthew 18:19. If two of you on earth, that's another key. If two of you on earth would touch and agree on anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven, right? It shall be done of my Father. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you on earth, whatever you bind on earth, shall be bound in heaven. So the one translation says, whatever we permit to go on this planet that God has given us dominion over, has to be in line with what God permits in heaven. Are you listening? There is no sickness in heaven. There should be no sickness in the church. I didn't say the world. I said the church. That's why the apostle says, is there any sick among you? He didn't say the world. The world is full of sick people. He says, is there any sick among you? Believer, let them call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. Let them pray over them in the name of Jesus. And the prayer that is of faith, the prayer of faith, will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. And if they committed any sin that caused that thing, sometimes you can commit sin and open the door to the devil. Remember, spiritual laws are set in motion. Spiritual law is activated with our word. Now, again, I want to make this abundantly clear. It has never been God's will that his children be sick. There should be no sickness in the body of Christ. And until a person believes that, they're not going to be able to get faith to be healed, because you have to settle that in your thinking by revelation, that it is never, ever, ever been God's will for his children to be sick.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share these teachings around the world. This message was brought to you by the patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and our faith partners worldwide. Like to become a faith partner? You can do so by sowing a financial seed at paypal.me/362LoveCenter. Or you can text to give at 54244, then text LCFC Give. Your gifts of love are truly appreciated. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God, and God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. And faith and the anointing work by love. You have a good week.